some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. This hour is brought to you by this stuff. It looks like tap water. It's not. It's crazy water from Mineral Wells, Texas. I bought some big old jugs of it and just fill my own glass containers, and I take those with me when I go out during the day, working, golf, whatever. Getting more hooked on that water all the time. It's really great. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to drinkcrazywater.com and check it out yourself. Telephone number to be with us, and this is the end of a holiday weekend. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend with friendly people, fans, family, whatever whoever you've met with, and you didn't eat too much. If you did eat too much, we've got a few recommendations for you there. We're going to be talking about nutrition and things like that a little bit more, especially at our seminar, which is coming up in January, and the information for that is on our website over there on the left-hand side. It's the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. It's going to be January the 19th from 10 until 3 in the morning, covering all kinds of subjects. There's going to be a bunch of prize drawings and information from various experts. We'll be talking about some of the topics and working with some other people on other topics, and you can see what all those are, and there may be even more than is on this list. We haven't even finalized it all, but you can see what we currently have by going to dirtdoctor.com and click on the either the Organic Club of America logo there or the button that talks about the seminar in January. And being a member gives you a lot of other benefits besides the seminar, but the seminar is going to be something that I think everybody's going to enjoy. You can come in person if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It'll be in the Allen, Texas, and you can come in person if you live in Orlando or Oregon or Colorado. You can listen on the online, and we're going to have equipment set up so. You're going to be feeling like you're right there, so I hope you can join us for that. Telephone number to be with me on the show here is 866-444-3478. Laura's been holding a long time, so we'll get to her call first. Hello, Laura.
Oh, hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. What time of year do you move or divide Shasta daisies? My patch has gotten really big, and I'd like to move some to another part of my yard. What time of year do I do that?
Well, that's great. You can do it now. You move perennials, basically, Laura, just opposite the season that they bloom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if you do it now, they'll be blooming for you really well, you know, in the summer. And do yours start blooming pretty early in the spring or wait till it gets pretty warm?
They wait till it gets pretty warm.
Yeah, so you're okay now, and you can wait till a little bit later on to do it. But right now is an absolutely perfect time because we've had enough frost in this part, in this zone, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth area, which are where the fall color's showing and pretty much systems are being shut down in the top of the plant. That doesn't mean that the bottom of the plant shut down, and that's why it's such a benefit to people. I'm about to do some transplanting, for example, of Eve's necklace trees, a bunch of little small Eve's necklace that volunteered, and moving them to a new location. So it's a perfect time for everybody, for woody plants, for trees, and especially for perennials that are going to bloom, you know, not anytime real soon.
Oh, okay. And y'all were discussing brown patch.
Uh-huh.
I think I have some in my front yard, and I tried putting stuff on in it, and it didn't seem to help. But will the winter kill that brown patch, or do I still need to treat it?
No, it'll hang around. It'll still be there. Have you been using an organic program, Laura?
Yes, I have.
What did you try to treat with?
Well, I put some composted cow manure on it.
Okay.
And let's see, I had a couple of other things. I don't remember what they were.
Okay.
It's stuff you used to tell us to mix up to, you know, put on our plants.
Well, those things will help to a degree. The reason you have brown patch or any kind of fungal disease like that is that for whatever reason that area is staying a little bit too wet and not draining quite well enough.
It drains, but I know what I did. I have a sprinkler that I put out there.
Kind of overdid it.
Well, and it leaks water right where you set it, and it's the spot where I set it's where the brown space started. So
that'll do it.
Get rid of that sprinkler, I guess.
Yeah, I'll try to get that fixed. You can throw out a little light application of whole ground cornmeal. That would work if you happen to have the product or can get it, called Bio Wash. If you mix it anywhere from about a couple of teaspoons to a tablespoon of it per gallon of water and spray it, it'll kill it. The disease will stay there. It's just not going to be apparent because everything will be yellow through the winter.
Yeah.
But it's not going to go away. It'll hang out there. So doing some kind of treatment, fixing the water leak is the long-term control. You'll be in good shape. Brown patch doesn't kill St. Augustine unless you just ignore it and leave it there too long. It's more of a cosmetic situation.
Well, I guess I better get on it, hadn't I?
It's time to do all those things you're talking about.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate the call. I saw some of that down in Victoria in St. Augustine as well. It's a very common disease, and like I say, if you have it, you're doing something wrong. You're watering a little bit too much. You're fertilizing with high nitrogen fertilizers. That'll stimulate the heck out of it. You got a drainage problem. You know, an area has got a perched water table and the moisture staying there too long or something like that. So fixing those things, those physical situations, is the long-term control. And then we have better ways of knocking those diseases out with the organic controls than with the toxic chemicals. The toxic chemicals don't work because they're indiscriminate, and they kill the beneficial microbes as well as the pathogens. So you just kind of, you know, you're spinning your wheels with those things. Plus, they're toxic and they're expensive, so you don't need to do that. Okay, William in North Richland Hills, I believe, is next. Hi, William.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got this magnolia tree in my front yard. It hadn't bloomed in 4 years or 3 years. It puts out the buds like it's going to bloom, and it just drops them.
Huh.
And I didn't know what to do about that.
Well, it's stressed for some reason. Let's see if we can figure it out. You plant the tree?
Oh, no. It's pretty old. It's been there a long time.
If you look at the ground grade where the trunk is coming out of the ground, what do you see? Do you see a mess of roots? Do you see soil, ground cover? What's under the tree?
Yeah, there's a lot of roots available.
Okay, can you see the flare? Do you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the trunk flare?
Yes, sir.
Is
sure
it
can.
Very well exposed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, generally, those are the most common things that will cause a stress where the plant starts to set flowers and then doesn't. The other things are too much water or too little water. You know, a droughty situation in the root zone of the tree, or it's staying wet all the time. Either one of those will cause the buds and the flowers to abort. So,
all right. Judging from that, I need to put out a little more water.
Well, it is a plant that can, you know, survive a kind of a droughty situation, but to be really healthy and thick and full and a real dark green and bloom properly, it likes pretty good moisture level in the soil.
Very good. I had one other question. I've always heard that the best month to put out rose bushes is November or February. Is that correct?
Well, I like the fall always for any kind of a woody plant, because when you plant in the fall, you take advantage of the fact that almost all plants will put on a little burst of root growth in the fall. They just love this time of the year. And so if you can get the plants, if they're in the garden centers already, which I hope they are, wherever you shop, go ahead and plant them right now is ideal.
Well, when I lived out in West Texas, I did have some that I bought at the big box store, but they didn't survive. But now I don't appear in North Richland Hills. I'm going to go ahead and put out some this month.
I think that'd be great. I'm going to be transplanting some right away myself. And there's a big confusion, actually, about roses. Most people, or a lot of people, think they're very delicate and hard to deal with, but they're really actually very tough if you do it at the right time of the year. And now is the right time of the year.
Very good. Well, right. I appreciate you.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye.
The number to be with me, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Register today for Howard Garrett's Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. Howard is teaming up with other experts to present growing edible gardens, mosquito control that works, natural pet health, natural remedies for weeds, head lice, foot fungus, and insect bites, nutrition and health, and much more. There will be prize drawings throughout the event, so register today by going to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar logo or call 866-444-3478. Register at dirtdoctor.com today and have a more successful 2013.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the organic business. They have quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry form. All of Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely on Medina products. They have a brand new fertilizer that's going to be on the market pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on that. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Their website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, garden centers, feed stores, any place that sells organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Back to the phones. Rich in Dallas next. Hey, Rich.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. I have a flea problem in my house, and so far we've used DE on the places where we can, and then I've used some orange oil on the hard surfaces and whatnot. And really just looking to really what do I need to do outside and inside in addition to that, and then how do I broadcast the DE if that's what you recommend?
Well, DE is a possible tool, but it's kind of messy. So, and there are probably some things that are more effective than that. What do you got? Cats, dogs?
I got a big dog and a kid.
has the dog been bothered by the?
A little bit, but I've washed her regularly and done the flea comb and also patted a little DE onto her, and that seemed to do wonders.
Well, be careful with that. Doing it every now and then is okay, but it's very, very drying, and you can get a little negative effect to the fur and the skin if you do DE quite a lot. It's a little bit unusual that you've got them in the house bothering you and not on the dog that much.
Well, we can't seem to get rid of them in the house. They've been here a while, and like I said, I'm washing the dog very frequently and doing the flea comb every day.
I'd probably try a couple of things. I think that even though we use it primarily as a disease control, I think hydrogen peroxide can even help you with pests, no-see-ums of various kinds, including small fleas and everything inside the house. Mixing it together with orange oil and spraying and or cleaning really, really thoroughly and in places where you may have ignored or avoided in the past, just really get it super, super clean. They have to have a blood meal. So if they're hanging around the house, they're either getting it from you or from the dog or from some other pets or birds or something. So,
well, we have a lot of squirrels too.
Yeah, that's a different flea, supposedly, and that should not be the problem. I guess it could be the ones that you're seeing like that. If it pops up with the dog again, you might look into the product called Comfortis. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Comfortis is a spinosad product that's used internally, and it's what we're using with our dogs. We couldn't find any fleas on our dogs at all, and this may be what you're experiencing too. The vet said that they did have fleas. They were just so small and hiding out so well, we weren't seeing them. And, boy, I was looking carefully. And the little dog, you know, little Tater, he's white, so it's pretty easy to see them. We couldn't find any fleas on them at all, but they were scratching a little bit. And so we started using the Confortis product. So you might look into that a little bit. But I would also, if you've, you say you've used orange oil, but how did you use it? Did you just spray it?
I diluted it. So we have a concrete floor, like a sunroom, and I just clean that thing top to bottom. It's where the dog stays. That's where we watch TV. And I used it on the concrete floor, diluted like a mop solution.
Okay. You might do that in the rest of the house as well, because they may be hanging out elsewhere.
What about carpets?
I don't mind it if it's a nice, clean orange oil. The hydrogen peroxide is no problem at all. It won't stain at all.
How would I mix that, and then what do I do, put it in a sprayer?
Yeah, you could just spray it, get the 3% stuff from the grocery store or the drug store, and just spray it at that and clean with it at that mixture. And like I said, there's no reason why you can't mix. I wouldn't mix it and leave it stored, but you can mix it and mix it. Use the two together as a cleaner and or sprayer, and the fleas can't survive that. There's no way.
How would I make up a gallon of that?
Oh, I'd put a hydrogen peroxide in a 5-gallon bucket of water or two, and then an ounce or two of orange oil. You know, you don't have to have it very concentrated at all, and it'll give you very nice fragrance and, you know, kill the pest as well. Plus, it's a great cleaner. Can't beat it as a cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So give that a shot, and then for the dog Confortis, if you want to give that a whirl, and it may be that you're kind of like we were, the fleas that are coming in and hanging around or staying on the dog, and they're so small you can't see them.
Yeah. How do you spell Confortis?
It's like comfort,
C-O-M-com-fort-. Okay, I can find it.
F-O-R-T-I-S, I believe, Confortis. And it's a spinosad, but you got to get it through your vet.
Okay.
It's not over the counter.
Okay, and then finally, I'm assuming out in the yard, nematodes always?
A nematode, yeah, if you haven't done that.
I have, but I think finally maybe the drought got them or something, but this is the first year where we've had a problem.
Yeah, if it continues to be a problem, I'd do that, and I'm going to be recommending that everybody listening puts out beneficial nematodes and trichogram wasps early in the spring anyway, but putting out some now and then some again when leaves emerge, that's a pretty good program.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
See you later.
Bye.
Open line for you now at 866-444-3478. Carol is in Flint, Texas. Hey, Carol.
Hi. I got a question for you. I took a couple cuttings off my sweet almond verbena in the summer, and I put them in one of those black pots you get from the nursery with something in it. Well, anyway, I covered it with a plastic bag, and they rooted. There's two of them in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether I should leave them in there for the winter or put them in the ground. So I'm kind of, I'd like to know which way they'll survive the best.
Carol, they're a little, that plant here in, where is Flint exactly?
Right near Tyler. We're just west of Tyler.
Okay, so you're about as cold as we are here. I'd keep them protected unless it's pretty mild weather. If you put them in flats so that you could move them in if we're going to have a really severe night, otherwise you could leave them out during the winter. Once they're in the ground and growing as a perennial, no problem about freeze, but when they're brand-new little plants that have been propagated, they're a little tender to cold.
That's what I was afraid of, so I didn't know for sure what to do with them. The other thing
Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a second, but I'll be right back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Egypt's benchmark stock index has plunged by more than 9.5% in the first trading session since President Mohamed Morsi claimed sweeping new powers. His edicts sparked angry protests across Egypt. Police fired tear gas at protesters in Cairo today. Activists say Syrian rebels have captured a helicopter base near Damascus. The director of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 15 rebels and 8 soldiers were killed in the battle that began yesterday. A government official says an explosion has hit a military church in north-central Nigeria. No word on casualties, no claim of responsibility, but churches have been a frequent target of the radical Boko Haram Islamist group that is blamed for more than 760 deaths in Nigeria this year alone. More details at srnnews.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691. That's 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Notre Dame is going to the BCS Championship game after finishing a perfect 12-0 season with a 22-13 win over Southern California. Irish head coach Brian Kelly.
I thought our coaches did a great job this week of keeping our guys focused on the game itself and not being number one, not playing for an undefeated season, not being in the hunt for a national championship.
Second-ranked Alabama crushed Auburn 49-0, while third-ranked Georgia beat Georgia Tech 42-10. That sets up next weekend's SEC title game between the Bulldogs and Crimson Tide. The winner of that game is likely to be selected for the BCS title game. Georgia safety Bakari Rambo, who recovered a fumble and intercepted a pass, knows everything is ahead for them.
A lot of guys had an opportunity to go to the next level, but they decided to come back because we want to win a national championship. Now that we have a chance to win, we just got to take advantage of the opportunity.
Next Saturday's Alabama-Georgia SEC title game now turns into a de facto BCS semifinal contest. This is Esser in Sports. In top 25 hoops, it was 5th-ranked Duke 76, 2nd-ranked Louisville 71 to win the Battle for Atlantis Tournament Championship in the Bahamas. Louisville coach Rick Pitino says the outcome was decided at the free throw line.
The key to beating Duke is you have to keep them off the line. We had a very good opportunity to keep that to anybody's game, and we missed our free throws, and they made their free throws. It really comes down sometimes to very simple things.
Louisville made 9 free throws to 23 for Duke. 13th-ranked Missouri beat VCU 68-65. In the NBA, Charlotte went to 2 overtimes to beat Washington 108-106. Atlanta was a 104-93 win over the Clippers. Oklahoma City overtime Philadelphia 116-109, while Miami beat Cleveland 110-108. It was the Lakers 115, Dallas 89, Chicago 93, Milwaukee 86, Sacramento 108, Utah 97, Golden State 96, Minnesota 85. The Philadelphia 76ers are saying Andrew Bynum's knees are not the same as when they traded for him in August. They're not sure when Bynum will be able to play for them, if at all. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. It's 866-444-3478, and we were talking with Carol. Let's see if she's still here. Carol, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
What else did you have?
I'm from a mail order catalog. I ordered some red raspberry plants and a prune, plum tree, for a pollinator for a Stanley plum tree. And I've gotten them from them, and both times they don't grow. They come, they tell me they're dormant, but they're actually, they look like they're dead because I hydrate them and I do what I'm supposed to do, but they don't come to life. So I don't know if I should try to get them now or wait till spring or what to do. I'm kind of at a loss.
Well, you've got all kinds of wonderful nurseries over there in the Tyler area. Why don't you just buy some from the local people there?
Well, it was easier for me to do that. I would get out real easy here, you know. But anyway, that would just seem like an easy thing at the time. And both times they've replaced them once, and they did the same thing. So I'm just wondering if I'm doing something wrong.
It doesn't sound like it. If you've hydrated them, which means, you know, soak them in water for a little while if they're not already moist and put them in the ground. They should be moist enough the way they ship them to you to not even have to do that.
Well, they're really not. They're just dry as, you know, really dry
as a bone. Okay, you need to buy them from somewhere else. Get them from there's some really good nurseries that handle roses and fruit trees and all kinds of berries and things over there in your area. Just try to get. I'm sure they'll do a mail order if that's the only way you want to buy. But that way you'll have somebody to talk to that's there locally. Plus they'll have the varieties that have been tried out by others and do well in your area.
Well, it's kind of
hard to. I've looked when I've been out for a, you know, one that would pollinate. I got this Stanley plum tree and it flowered real nice. It's a young one too. It was only in the ground for a year and it flowered, and then didn't have anything on it. Then I looked it up and I found out it needed a pollinator. So I specifically got this one from the nursery because I, you know, when I look around at some of the places that I have been to, they didn't have one that, you know, that would pollinate it. So I just didn't know what to do with it. That's why I went to this nursery thing.
Well, go to the local people there and get one called Methley Plum, and you won't have a problem at all.
How do you spell that?
It's M-E-T-H-L-E-Y, okay. Methley Plum.
Okay, well,
that's a good
easy
one, and if they don't have it, I'm sure they'll have some other varieties that they'd recommend to you that you try. And if you have room, plant more than one variety because that always gives you a little bit of an advantage. If the weather's real dramatically one way, it might favor one variety, and the other way, the other variety.
Yeah, well, I've got another one there, and I got them at the same time, and it just was loaded with.
Oh, good. You know,
but it doesn't pollinate the other tree, so, you know, it's not the right kind.
Well, get the Methley, and I think you'll be fine with both of them.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okey-doke.
And we got an open line at 866-444-3478. Somebody called and left a message that boric acid, powdered boric acid works for flea control in the house. And that's true. It's probably one of the first pesticides that I recommended. It is a stomach poison. Boric acid is. We had a little dog one time that got into a bowl of it. I'd made sort of a trap, a bait station situation for roaches. It works for them as well. And the dog got in and ate quite a bit, not a huge amount. And he got a pretty bad bellyache. Didn't kill him or do anything seriously long term, but it's just something you need to be careful about, and I wasn't when I first started using it because somebody recommended it to me as a organic product, and I thought, well, it's totally non-toxic, which it's not. Boric acid is a poison. It's a stomach poison, and it's a matter of volume. So use it, but be careful how you use it. The borate products that are on the market that are sold specifically for flea control and to use around pets is a little bit of a little bit better way to go if you want to go that route. And let's see here. Somebody said Alka-Seltzer and water works as a flea control. Alka-Seltzer and water. Wish they'd held on to talk about that a little bit more. Linda, if you call back, tell us a little bit more about how you do that. That's a new one for me. Mike in Mayer, Arizona is next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. We talked once before about vitamin B and mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
I got into that when we were living out at the beach and the cat was plagued by fleas.
Uh-huh.
We put nutritional yeast on her food, and the B vitamins in that yeast drove those fleas away from her.
Well, that's good. I think it's one of the reasons why the Munster Natural is so good. It has not only the dead yeast, it has actual living yeast that's part of its blend, and a lot of people believe in that. Occasionally you can have an animal that's allergic to yeast, so you have to be a little bit aware of that. But
we were flea combing the cat, and when we started putting the yeast on her food, it dropped from dozens of fleas to one.
Well, good. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
That's something I probably ought to mention more than I do. It's in a lot of the quality foods and supplements and stuff, but doing it just straight like you're doing it is probably not a bad idea at all.
But only love it.
Yeah. Where do you buy it, Mike?
Local health food store.
Okay. And it's not, it's a regular yeast that's used in cooking.
If you Google Red Star Nutritional Yeast,
okay.
I think they're the main producers.
Red Star, that may be the same company that makes some of the almond meals and that kind of thing that I buy. Okay, appreciate the tip. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Ron in Central Florida someplace. Hey, Ron.
Pretty good, Howard. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Look, I've got a worm bed, and I'm getting some ant infestation, and I want to know if I could use either dry molasses or DE to put in my worm bed something that won't harm the worms but will run the ants off.
You know, one of the first pieces of research I was ever able to find on diatomaceous earth had to do with this exact subject, and I think we've got it in the research section of the website. There was a research project run putting diatomaceous earth in worm beds and on the surface worm beds and having it all around the growing operation. And you could tell that at the end of it, you could tell by the way it ended that it was probably somebody wanting to find out something negative about diatomaceous earth, because the end report was just a little one-sentence thing that says there was no evidence of any damage from the diatomaceous earth to the worms, and that was the end of it. So I would bet there was probably a chemical company or somebody trying to come up with something negative about the diatomaceous earth. The DE in a soil situation, either on the surface or mixed into the soil, not only won't hurt the worms, it'd be beneficial to them.
No, that's interesting. Yeah. How about the dry mustard?
If you had a worm crawling across the surface of the soil and you dusted some on the worm dry, it would kill it. The difference is that when the DE is touching the soil, it is very hydroscopic, and it just, you know, soaks up the moisture really quickly. That's how it kills. It's very
neutralizes the DE as far as a killing agent.
That's exactly right. And at that point, it becomes just a rock mineral that's very beneficial in the soil because of the trace minerals.
Well, would there be any benefit to wetting the DE before I applied it?
Well, what you're not going to – it's a kind of a double-edged sword here. To kill the ants that are roaming around.
Right, it has to be dry.
It has to be dry. So dust it on dry on the surface. Your ants are, you know, usually underneath the surface of the soil. Any that would come up into the dry stuff, it's going to do a little damage to them. But I don't think that that's going to happen a whole lot. So put it on the surface to kill the ants, and then once it gets moist and in the soil, it's not going to hurt your worms at all. The other thing you might want to consider, Ron, is sprinkle dry molasses around the entire site, and the fire ants, if it's fire ants or whatever ants you're dealing with, will probably just hightail it.
Okay.
They don't like that at all. And you can also kill them with orange oil mixed with water in the mound drench solution. The formula is on our website. You know, it's basically a Garrett juice mixture with some orange oil added to the mixture. Or you can use the commercial product called spinosad. I don't like it to spray it because it hurts honeybees, but when you use it, the granulated product on the surface and all that, it doesn't hurt the honeybees, and it also kills the fire ants very well.
Okay. That answers my question, Howard.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Let's go to Watauga, Texas, and talk to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Howard. Got a question. I have an interest in making some potting soil, my own potting soil.
Okay.
And what ingredients would you use and in what ratio?
Are you making this for yourself, or are you going to go in business?
For myself.
Okay. Well, what I use, and we've got a formula on the website and in my books and everything. In fact, if you look at, if you go back and look at my past books and my current books as well, I keep changing the formula, and that's kind of what I do on my own too. But basically, what I like to do is I like to use, instead of peat moss, compost.
Okay.
And compost and or coconut fiber, and that part of the mixture should be pretty high, 50-60% of the mixture at least.
Okay.
And then I add some rock materials, and in the rock category for potting soil, I like things like lava sand, zeolite, decomposed granite, just ground up granite, any of the rock materials that we use for bed preparation, in other words.
Okay.
And then the final thing is the same thing I do on bed preparation too. I use sugars. I put dry molasses and cornmeal. And you don't overdo that. If you overdo
it, put in like 5 or 10%.
Yeah, at the most, I'd put in a 5-gallon bucket, I'd put a cup.
Okay.
Of each, probably a half a cup to a cup, and that's quite a bit. And mix all that together, and you have created a biologically rich potting soil that will just do beautifully for you.
Okay. Well, that's all I had.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
There are other things you can use, too. I mean, you can use peanut hulls. You can use a little bit of green sand. You don't want to use a whole lot of green sand because it has such a high level of potassium in it. But you can use pecan shells as well, various kinds of things. But those things that I talk about, the compost, the sugars, and the rock material should be the bulk of it, just like for your wonderful organic bed preparation. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. To get our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett's new book, Organic Management for the Professional, is the first comprehensive guide to going green in large-scale landscaping, soil building, correct planting techniques, fertilizing, and pest control. You will learn how to apply these organic methods in large-scale landscaping, such as orchards, tree farms, and greenhouses, as well as recreational properties such as golf courses and parks. The Organic Management for the Professional is written for landscape architects and contractors, golf course managers, park administrators, turf managers, or other stewards of the land. Buy it today from your local bookstore, retailer, or the Natural Organic Warehouse. Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about the dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, for some time now, and you're going to continue to because it's the best on the market. My dogs are proof. Hannah, Carmen, and Tater wouldn't eat any other dog food. They might, but I'd have to soup it up with something that tastes really good. This dog food tastes great, and it's really good for them. There are no toxic preservatives in the product and some very high-quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One of the things I've noticed with my dogs eating Munster Natural is that they don't have any hip or joint problems, hardly ever, and that goes way back to many dogs that have eaten the Munster Natural. If you're your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling at their website, munstermilling.com, about how to get the product into the stores and make the customers happy, mainly making all the pets happy. There's Munster Natural dog food and Munster Natural cat food. Again, that website is munstermilling.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
We just had a couple drop off. Couldn't wait. Had to go church, whatever the case might be. It's 866-444-3478. Gail is back with us from Humboldt County.
Hi, Howard.
How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm now the self-appointed head of the Howard fan club out here.
All right,
I listen every Sunday.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, my comment is I have a little dog rescue out here called Canine Angels, and I'm also associated with a big dog and animal sanctuary called Miranda's Animal Rescue.
Well, good for you.
And thank you. By the way, I am asking my local feed store to carry the Munster products.
Good, good.
But my comment is for the gentleman who called in about the fleas on the animal. Let me recommend three products that have been out for a long time. One is Advantage. And I'm sure you know about that. They also have Advantix. These are topical products. There's another product called Revolution. This is when your dog actually has the fur chewed off all over his body and, you know, you scratch it and you don't see the fleas. Another one is Promaris. These you don't have to have a prescription for. You can go online or at your vet's office, you know, get them over the counter. And it sounds like some people are trying to escape, you know, the cost of getting these topical products on them. The Comfortus that you recommended is good also. And just a note, always when dogs have fleas and they, you know, chew up the fleas and so forth, they get tapeworm. And you have to get there's pills that you can get at the feed store, and that takes care of that. Topically, over the environment, Howard, there's a new product out called Cedarside. I haven't used it myself, but it's safe for all animals, and I guess it can be sprayed or sprinkled around. So That's all I had to say, but, you know, my concern would be for the dogs. We wouldn't think about intaking dogs or keeping them without the use of these products, you know, the Promaris Advantage or Revolution.
Well, I'm glad you went through all that, but we need to chat about some of those things, Gail.
All right.
First of all, Advantage is nothing I would ever recommend anybody use, and the reason is it's fipronil, and fipronil is a neurotoxin. And the Revolution, I think, is a whole lot better. The only disadvantage is that you have to get it through a veterinarian, so it's a little bit more trouble. That may have changed recently. I'm not sure. But the Advantage, and what's the other topical?
Promaris and Revolution you can now get online.
Well, what is Promaris? Without... That's one I'm not familiar with. What is that active?
Promaris, Howard, is similar to Revolution.
Okay.
In that it addresses fleas, ticks, mites, and actually I have seen fur grow back on dogs that have had, you know, long time problems with the fur falling out as a result of, you know, the vets say possibly it's an allergy to fleas and so forth. Thank you for your comment on Advantage and Advantix. I think that Miranda's Rescue has pretty much switched over to the Promaris and Revolution models.
Well, I'm going to look up this Promaris if it's the same technology and chemistry. Basically, it's a pharmaceutical product rather than a pesticide. The cedar side we're very familiar with. We've had it down here for forever. And it is the cedar, you know, fragrance and the cedar technology is really good. It's not quite as effective as some of these other things. Confortis probably has gotten up to the top of my list. I have a friend in San Antonio by the name of Bob Webster and does a similar show to mine, and I visit with him every Saturday for a short while. And he has a friend in San Antonio that is an alternative type vet. And he's the one that introduced us to the Confortis. And so far, the worst thing we've heard from anybody using the Confortis is that some small animals can get an upset tummy and maybe even throw up a little bit. And that's the worst thing we've heard. But it's extremely non-toxic for the pets and works extremely well. The other one that I guess some people say, if you're going to step over the line and use, is worth looking at, and I guess you might know something about it. It's called HeartGuard.
Yes.
Or if you're familiar with that one. But Advantage is one we would definitely put on the no-no list. That one.
Okay.
There's another one that's the similar technology, and I'm not thinking of the brand name right now, but Revolution is there's a good one. Hopefully this Promaris is something similar.
Yeah, maybe you could look that up. Thank you for the comment on Advantage, and of course they have Advantix.
Right, same thing.
But I listen to you as far as the, you know, the toxins and so forth, so I can always learn. But my whole point was certainly for people to dance around not addressing the fleas and the ticks and the mites on the dogs. It's just silly in this age where there's so much.
Tapeworms, that's an interesting subject because dog can have tapeworms in it for a long time and it not affect their health, but if you can get rid of them, that'd be a good thing to do.
Thank you so much, Howard. I'm going to continue to listen and learn about plants and trees and all that stuff.
Thank you, Gail. Call us again, okay?
Bye-bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. We'll do another hour for you, so don't go away. Back after this.